You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's talk about Facebook a little bit. I'm going to have to admit that we were sort of Facebook stalking some people that Jeremy knows.
Oh, boy.
And yesterday we must have spent a good 5 minutes cruising through all of the posts on this page.
They're really lovey-dovey.
They're like the most in love couple ever in the history of the universe.
It makes me sick. No, I love my wife dearly. You know, to the moon and back. But we don't need to share all of our lovey-dovey, ooey-gooey feelings on Facebook with each other like this couple does. This couple just had like a milestone anniversary, so she was posting about it.
Okay.
So she broke down the anniversary in years, and then she said, oh, we've been together so many months. And then she broke it down into minutes, and then she broke it down into seconds. And then it was 50 pictures of them with magnet heads, you know. You know, next to each other.
Oh, they're like touching heads.
And then you scroll down, and it's like every single post is about how great her husband is and what he does around the house and how he cooks and how he is with the kids. And it's like, enough already. We get it. You're in love. Do I sound cranky about this?
Are you a little jealous? Are you a little jelly?
No, I'm not.
First of all, Nicole couldn't say those things about you. So.
Well, it morphed into a conversation between Nick Nack and I, and she's like, are you upset that I don't do this? Because on the other end, we have mutual friends that the guy in the relationship gets super mad at the wife because she doesn't go on Facebook and gush. And he's like, why don't you go on when it's my birthday or our anniversary and gush about how great we are? And she's like,
does she say I could just roll over and tell you happy birthday?
Yeah, she's like, I can tell you that in person.
Sure.
And that's one of the things I love about Nicole is we don't need to do that on Facebook for the world to see because nobody cares.
But Emily had an interesting thought, and it's kind of given me pause.
So, first of all, I would just like to state that Facebook really is the devil because it brings up issues like this. But in my last relationship, we had some bumps in the road over stuff like this. And so it got me thinking to...
Was it because you didn't post fast enough that you were, quote, in a relationship?
It was all sort, yeah. Like,
you weren't gushing
because, like,
enough?
I like to keep, you know, personal... Like, we have to put so much out publicly here. So, like, sometimes when you're in a relationship, like, sometimes you just want to keep some of that stuff private.
Like, I should just be quiet.
But then, you know, it caused, you know, a tiff or two. But I get it now because you think about those people who are doing the gushing and they are being... very public with their love, and it's almost is the outside kind of influencing the inside where you're just solidifying your relationship and your commitment and you're so proud and you're so happy so that maybe it's actually doing your relationship good instead of just being gushy and annoying.
So here's what my take on this, because I've had some time to process it.
Yeah.
Because I have to process things.
You're an IBM. Yep.
And initially yesterday when Jeremy was showing me their Facebook page, I had the same reaction that he did. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. It's like every single thing on here is just, we're in love, we're in love, we're in love, love, love. We're in love, 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 love.
Oop, you forgot one.
The latest song from Maroon 5.
So I was like, gag me already, enough of this. But then Emily started talking about it. She's like, well, what if, and then maybe I'm not saying your words the way you did yesterday. You're like, what if by doing this, it is almost like a, what's that word? An affirmation. What if it is a type of affirmation of love that people can choose to look at it online if they want and they don't have to. You can like hide their posts and stuff like that. It's like, what if that is helping to make their relationship stronger?
It's a positive reinforcement. You know, it's just like cheering on your favorite team. Why don't you cheer on the team of you and your lover?
Yeah. Nah. So now I am tormented and I am really.
Oh, my God. It must suck to agree with me.
Or are they?
Yes. Generally,
what's
yes.
going on in the world?
But I feel very conflicted because I suddenly do see both sides. I would never want to be that couple, I don't think. I don't put personal stuff on my Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time,
or
you can't deny that they're really in love.
Or option three.
Yeah, there's
option
that.
Option three.
Yeah.
What?
They're freaking miserable.
Yeah.
They are fighting all the time behind closed doors. Things are touch and go at home. And they're maybe keeping a front, a public front. Making everybody think everything's okay.
Where your Facebook life is better than your real
but
life.
But deep down inside at home after work, it's miserable.
Wait a minute. There is an option four.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. It might be option 3B.
Right.
One.
Three point whatever. And that could be that one of them is that way. Right? Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gushy. We've got to post every photo. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And the other one doesn't want to do it, but they know that they're in for hell if they don't do it.
Yeah.
And like, right. If it was up to them, they'd be like, I don't want to do all this, but I also don't want to come across as a jerk. And so therefore I'm going
to
do it.
And then, so addendum C to that would be the whole fake it till you make it. So maybe you are going through a really rough patch and you decide to praise your partner on Facebook and you get the support of the people around
the community.
You. Right. Don't you think that would help and then make you take pause and be like, hey, you know, like I got a good woman. I got a good man. You know, they are good with the kids. They do put food on the table. Blah, blah, blah. Love, crap, blah. Maybe it would help with this, you know, the happiness of your marriage because it takes a village.
Or option four.
No, you're right. Just take someone who'll put up with me.
Maybe one of them's having an affair.
Oh, my God.
And the other one, and they don't think the other one knows. Now this doesn't
so
work.
Like
no, wait,
screen?
It does. It's a total smoke screen.
So she keeps posting how he's my man and we're happy.
So she's sleeping with somebody else.
Okay.
And so she posts all this lovey-dovey stuff about her husband, so he will never, ever guess that maybe she's sleeping with a coworker.
There it is.
Okay,
That's what it is.
Wait, or option five.
Oh, no.
They are like the couple in True Lies when really they're not with their kids and at home. And
They're both spies.
No, 5B is that, did you ever see the TV show The Americans?
Yeah.
And there were the Russian implants?
Yes.
They're terrorists!
They're Russian spies!
They're spies?
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad we've talked about this.
Glad we puzzled it out.
You guys hate us now?
Still hate them.
So here's Cassidy on the phone. Cassidy, thank you for spending your mornings with us. What's on your mind?
Good morning, by the way. So I had a friend about 7 years ago, and she had just had a baby.
Yeah.
And her husband got on Facebook and posted for everybody to see, including her parents, how hard it was going to be to keep his hands off his wife for the next 6 to 8 weeks while her stitches dissolved because she was so beautiful and he could hardly, like,
contain himself.
Right. Right. I can't keep my hands off her.
I'm going to break those stitches.
It was so disgusting. It was so god-awful. And you know what the worst part was? She loved it. She loved
she liked it.
All the comments from her friends.
Well,
like,
why wouldn't she?
Right. Oh, because it's gross.
That's a beautiful moment.
No, wait a minute, Cassidy. Don't you see that as sweet? That she just gave birth to their child, and she's got the glow. She's beautiful, and he's saying, "I don't know how. This is when you're the most beautiful you've ever been. How am I going to keep my mitts off you?"
Well, maybe he could tell her that, like, privately when they're laying in bed.
Thank you.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Just say it at home.
That's true.
Maybe
don't
just
tell your friends you want to break her stitches.
Maybe the vernacular of stitches dissolving is
okay,
a
that.
Little
but now,
intense.
Wait, here's another thought for you, though, Cassidy. Okay, a lot of times when, I'm not saying always, but a lot of times when a woman gives birth is when she feels like she's at her most unattractive, right? And then she's like, oh, I put on all this baby weight and blah, blah, blah. He is doing a public affirmation of how gorgeous his wife is, which probably made her feel so good because she just did that. Don't you think that's true?
I think he is talking about her lady parts on Facebook and how nasty they are, and that's bad.
Yeah.
Nothing
good
about that.
Can we all admit that
about her episiotomy, Don?
Right.
How much he finds that attractive?
Look, let the record show that I tried my best to put a beautiful spin on this.
Yeah,
it was beautiful, but again, just tell her at
it's
home.
Too much. It was beautiful.
Tell her at
and
home.
And then too much.
All right. Well, Cassidy, I'm so glad you called, and I hope you have a fun weekend.
Thanks. You too. I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
It sounds like that guy's got a weird fetish or something too.
Oh my God.
I think.
Don't ever put stitches in the same post as beauty.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm
when
trying.
I'm done with her, she's going to need more stitches.
Why does he sound like he's in prison all of a sudden?
Yeah, Fat Albert or something.
All right. Well, blurred lines there, huh?
All right. Christy, you and Tim gush much? You do a little bit, but not a ton.
We gush constantly and continually throughout
the
day, but not on Facebook.
Good.
Yeah. Just to each other. Although I will say this.
Yeah.
Like this guy who posted to his wife, maybe he's inspirational to some other guy who just needs a little shove to say something nice.
You know, Chris, I want to hug you for that. That's wonderful.
That's beautiful.
That is a sweet thing to say.
Yeah, we all look for those positive affirmation memes, you know, and maybe that's
I don't, but...
Okay, no, I don't really either, but a lot of people do. A lot of people do.
I mean, personally, it makes me sick, but you're right. There's probably some people. Yeah. This is
really, I hate those more than the relationship posts, honestly.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.